Office Games was written by Dark Pen and is a 1995 copyrighted work. You may not reproduce or distribute this recording without direct authorization.
Chapter 1. Brad was annoyed with himself. It was Friday, and today at lunch he had picked up a couple of CDs at the mall near where he worked. Then he'd left the damn things on his desk. Fortunately, it was only a 10-minute drive from home, so he jumped into his car and took off. He had a key to get into the building, most of the programmers did, because they were known for working at odd hours. Not that things had been hopping lately, what with the downturn, but his company was doing well enough. He pulled into the parking lot and got out of the car. The door was locked, no surprise at 9 at night. So he unlocked it and made his way quietly into the dim building. For some reason, Brad was always quiet when he moved, something that caused his co-workers some annoyance, since he scared the hell out of them on occasion. He didn't do it on purpose, it just happened. As he moved through the cubicle farm that management called a workspace, he noticed that there was light coming from a cube in the corner. A year, or 6 months ago, this would not have been unusual, but nowadays the place was almost a ghost town after 5, and you never saw anyone after 7. Brad walked into his cube and grabbed the CDs. He turned to go out when he heard a sound coming from the lit cube. That was interesting, especially since it was Donna's cube, and anything having to do with Donna he found very interesting. They were actually working on a project together, but there was no need for OT, and anyway, he figured that a good-looking woman like her would be out partying on a Friday night. He thought about Donna as he walked toward her cube. She was very hot. She stood about 5'10" in the 3-inch heels that she always wore, those weird, wide-heeled boots that were in style. She was thin, although not painfully so, had a narrow waist and a small, tight ass. Her breasts were perhaps a B-cup, and she had long, thick brunette hair that fell almost to her waist. Her face was pretty, but not excessively so, and she had very clear blue eyes. Her ears were pierced, 3 on the left, 5 on the right. Donna was a very bright young woman, about 15 years younger than Brad, who was 35. He knew from talking to her that she had graduated from high school at 16, then at college at 19. She decided to get some work experience before going for her master's degree. She and Brad had started on this project just a few weeks ago. He had been at the company for a while, 10 years in fact, and was one of the senior programmers. He'd found that, despite the fact she was so young, she took her work seriously, but not seriously enough to lose a sense of humor and proportion, and certainly not enough to be here at 9 at night when there was no need. Brad froze at the next sound. That sounded like a moan. Moving as quietly as he could, he moved past her cube, then behind it. Her cube was quite private. The walls were all high, and the side with the doorway was up against a wall, so, when leaving it, you could only make a right. Her desk was set up to face the doorway. Behind her, the other wall of the cube would have been against a wall, but there was a circuit breaker panel there. So they had moved the cube wall away from the panel and made sort of an alleyway behind her row of cubes. No one went back there unless they had to get to the breaker panel, but if someone did and looked over the wall, they'd actually be behind her desk. Brad was certainly tall enough to look over the top of the wall. Another noise, clearly a moan, as he moved to the back wall so that he could peek in. There were also squishing sounds, sounds that sounded like sex. Brad wondered why she would be having sex here. He knew that she had a roommate, but really, there had to be somewhere else to go. He peeked over the top of the wall and looked down. He blinked, needing a few seconds to take in what he was seeing, but boy, was he glad that he hadn't made any noise. Donna had turned her chair so that her legs were to one side. Her skirt was unbuttoned, and her long legs spread very wide. He could see that her pussy hair was as dark as the hair on her head, and that she'd shaved it into a strip about as wide as her vulva. More he could not see, since her hand was covering the rest, but it was obvious that at least one finger was buried inside her. It looked like she had poured some kind of lubricant all over her crotch, because her hand was soaked, and the pubic hair that he could see was matted with wetness. She'd actually put what looked to be a hand towel under her crotch. Her other hand was busy under her skirt, and she was staring at the computer screen. Since her screen was 21 inches, he had no trouble identifying what she was looking at. And when he realized what it was, that turned out to be as shocking as what she was doing. She was looking at his webpage, reading one of his stories. She didn't know it was his website, of course, because he'd used a pen name, but he could not believe that she was getting off on what he'd written. It wasn't that he didn't write well. He got occasional compliments. It was the type of writing that he did. All his stories were about women, usually young, being sexually tortured. There was no non-consensual stuff in the stories, and all of them contained heavy BDSM, water sports, piercing, in fact, almost everything. Well, he didn't write about mutilation or snuff, but the stories weren't light reading, and there was often blood, extended bondage, and slavery, and even some implied scat. He'd always wondered what kind of people read his stuff. The stories weren't politically correct by any means, and aside from people online, he'd never personally shown them to anyone. The realization that someone he knew was reading his stuff was surprising. Donna was obviously approaching climax. Her one hand was a blur at her crotch, and he could see the other one bunching beneath her skirt and squeezing her breast. Brad could actually smell her arousal, and it was an intoxicating smell, something his rock-hard cock could attest to. Finally, her head went back and her body convulsed in what seemed to be a very intense orgasm. Brad ducked down so that he couldn't be seen, but Donna was oblivious to anything but the pleasure racing through her body. He still watched, as she lay there, her hand making squishing sounds as she slid it through her sex. When she withdrew her hand, it was literally soaked, and she let strands of liquid drip into her mouth. Brad almost came in his pants. Finally, she sucked each finger into her mouth and licked her hand clean. She then sat up and clicked on her mouse, reaching across her body to use her dry hand. When his title page came up, he noticed that about half of the stories had been clicked on, so he mused. It wasn't a fluke. She'd read a lot of his stuff. Brad ducked down and quietly made his way out of the office. He had a lot of thinking to do. By Monday, Brad had formed something of a plan. If nothing else, he wanted to see what else she did in her cube, which meant getting some camera gear in there. This was not hard, since the company wrote the software for small, high-fidelity video cameras. It was an ongoing project, and he knew there would be some gear floating around that he could make use of. He'd written the lion's share of the software for the things, so hooking them up would be no problem. They were small enough that concealing them wouldn't be too much of a problem. He realized that this was going to take some time to think about and to implement. By Friday, Brad had acquired all the hardware he needed. It had been a difficult week, he mused, as he entered the office around midnight. Working with Donna and keeping from her what he knew about her was hard. She was very attractive, and he was sure she had a lover. Plus, he figured he wasn't her type. He was about 6'1", and very unremarkable-looking. He had brown eyes, long brown hair, was slim but not skinny. Pleasant enough, but nothing to write home about. Definitely not the kind of flashy guy that a pretty 20-year-old would be interested in. He didn't do the club scene, at least the normal kinds, didn't drink, and was a pretty quiet guy. His writing and his other hobbies like leather, metal, and electronics work kept him at home. He and his last lover had split a year ago. They'd found that sex was the only thing between them. She was an environmentalist who had no liking for technology, and they'd found themselves on the wrong side of political issues once too often. Too bad, too. She had been an excellent sub. He sat down in Donna's chair and looked around. There were some obvious places to put the cameras, but he wanted to have certain views. It took a little time to position one that was under her desk facing her chair. There was the one that looked into the cube from above and behind her chair. Others were added as well, until he had what he thought would be good coverage of the girl from several angles. Wiring was actually easy, since there was a raised floor, and the cameras were designed to be easily concealed and installed. As an afterthought, he also added a small mic. He came back the next night to do all the wiring. The wires were pulled together and led to a small transmitter. The transmitter plugged into a regular AC outlet and powered the cameras as well as itself. Sunday evening, he tested it. Brad plugged the wireless receiver into his personal laptop and triggered the system. All but one camera worked perfectly, but there were two that needed to be slightly repositioned. He did that and then figured he'd look for a replacement later. There had to be one around. The feed was great and gave him color video of her cube. The software gave him a 6-panel view, one from each camera, and he could click on a panel to enlarge it. Hell, the one from the ceiling gave him a perfect view of the computer screen, enough so that he could read most of what was on it. Brad, shutting the thing down, pocketed the receiver and left. He could hardly sleep that night. The next few days were interesting, but hardly exciting. Donna did nothing out of the ordinary during the day, and he was too afraid to leave the receiver there overnight, to allow the system to record. Paranoid, he knew, since most people wouldn't even recognize the thing. Still, if it were found, it could be awkward, to say the least. Friday afternoon, however, when he activated the vid, things started to heat up. Donna had come to work in a dress. Usually she wore pants of some sort, and was looking very nice. He had a clear shot of her panties from the desk cam. It wasn't much light, but he could see a little bit. But at around 2, when he looked again, he saw that she was on his website again. Quickly he activated the record function and sat back to watch. Sure enough, she clicked on another story, and he could see her hand drift down between her legs. She actually pulled back from the desk a little to give her hand more access, and that gave the desk cam more light. He could see her panties, white for a second, before her hand blocked the view by rubbing her sex. She pulled away and clicked to a different page as one of the other girls from the office walked into her cube. Her legs were still open, and he noticed that she seemed to have a pad on under her panties. Brad figured that she was menstruating. Then he was interrupted as someone came in to talk to him. The conversation lasted for almost a half hour, and, when he got back to look at the vid, Donna had left her office. She hadn't left the building, but she had left the cube. Brad sighed. At 5, it was time to go home, and he figured he'd take a chance. He left the cameras on and let it record. His laptop had enough space to record for several hours, so he figured he would come back at around 10 p.m. to get the machine. He got back at 11 and found the building empty. He hunted through the storeroom and came across a nice, low-light camera. He put that one under her desk and then replaced the non-working one with the original desk cam. His tests showed that this worked very well. He couldn't wait to get home to view the recordings. They were a disappointment, that was for sure. Donna did go back to his webpage and read through a story, but there had been no masturbating and only thing that the mic recorded was office talk between her and Sandy. Oh well, what did he expect? Still, it was frustrating, but it was late and he was tired. When he got up the next morning, he checked his email accounts. As usual, there was a ton of spam, and Brad heartily wished that they'd all just fuck off and die. One of his accounts was for his website, and the name he used there was Edge. After all the spam deletion, there was one email from someone called Need2Sub. It was a very nice piece of mail, the kind that offers like to get, telling how much his work turned her on. She went on to say that she had no real-life experience, and even though she knew that his writing was fantasy, she was longing to experience sex as a sub, to actually do, or attempt to do, some of the things he'd written about. That was interesting. His work was fantasy, but there were a number of things that could be done in real life, if the sub was into pain and was very perverted. That type of sub was rare, especially ones with the body type that attracted him. There was a reason why his stories usually had young teens in them. They were the ones with a body type that he liked, lean, waifish, and small-breasted. Having spent time in the company of actual teens, at either family or friends' houses, he knew that he had very little interest in them. Really, he thought, how could an actual teen have the experience to give him the reactions that he desired of a sub? Fact was, they had neither the mental maturity nor the experience. They had nice bodies, though. Need2Sub had included an ICQ number and an offer to chat.
Perhaps.
The rest of his weekend was uneventful. Pervert that he was, he saved a small clip of Donna playing with her panties. Monday at work, things were very slow. The project was going okay, but they were waiting on some info.
He got on ICQ and started to contact her, idly staring at the pictures from the cams in Donna's office. He sent off the message to Need2Sub and sat back watching Donna work at her computer. Then his attention was taken from the vid as Need2Sub came back. Wow, that was fast.
Need2Sub. Hello, thank you for your message. I didn't think you'd contact me.
Edge, I'm glad that you enjoyed my stories.
Need2Sub. They're extreme, but I found that I'm drawn to them. Blush.
Edge. They're not reality, that's for sure. But they are fun fantasies.
Brad glanced up. Donna was still engrossed in her computer screen, so he went back to his ICQ conversation.
Need2Sub. I've never subbed to anyone, but I would like to.
Edge. Any one? You are female, right? Does that mean that you're subbed to a female?
Need2Sub. Are you a woman? Your stories are written from a male perspective.
Brad thought it was time to play a bit. He wanted to see how receptive she was, but didn't want to give the impression that he was a down-on-your-knees, wannabe dom.
Edge, no, I'm quite male, but you didn't answer my question. You don't have to, of course. I was just curious.
Need2Sub. Big blush. Squirm. Yes, I like men and women. Well, I think I like women. I'm very turned on by the thought of having sex with one, but I've never actually done more than kiss. Sigh.
Brad was starting to enjoy this. It was amazing the things that people would tell you online that you would never find out in person. Of course, her purpose in seeking him out was to tell him how sexually aroused his stories made her. Also, not something that would normally happen in person.
Edge, I think that bi women are a total turn-on.
Need2Sub. Me too. BRB. Be right back.
Brad wondered about this woman. He looked up at the monitor and saw that Sandy was once again talking to Donna. He went back to cruising the net, waiting for Need2Sub to contact him again. Then someone came in and wanted him to go look at some code. He said he would in just a sec. Edge. Gotta go for a few. BBL. Be back later. He left with Ed and ended up spending some time going through the code. When he got back to his desk, he unlocked the screen and opened ICQ. There was a message there.
Need to sub. Sorry, I have to go. But if you wanted, you could contact me later. I'd love to talk. Smile.
That was the end of the message, and she was no longer online. Oh well, perhaps he would look her up later. He puttered around until it was time to go, occasionally glancing up at the monitor to see what Donna was doing. He wished that he could set the thing up to work from home, but the transmitters were very short range. He decided to take a chance and set the thing up to record from 6:30 to 9 p.m. He smiled, realizing that this might be an excuse to get that new hard drive he wanted. He booted up the computer when he got home, but Need to Sub, or N2S as he now thought of her, hadn't come on. Brad opened Edge's email and scanned it. Ha! Another note from N2S. That was good. Opening it, he saw that it had been sent this afternoon, sometime after they had messaged.
Sir, thank you for taking the time to talk to me. I hope that I didn't scare you off. I know that I seem pretty eager, but the net lets you say things that you wouldn't normally say. I don't know if you already have a sub, but if you are interested in cyberplay, please let me know. If you aren't interested, I understand, especially since you don't know me. I will tell you, though, I am over 18, smiley face. Thanks, Need to Sub.
Now that was interesting. She was moving pretty fast, but at least she wasn't sending him actual contact info. That would have scared him off. People were, after all, pretty strange. Look at him. He spent his time writing hardcore S&M and making bondage toys. Brad got up and made some food. By the time he got back to the computer, it was almost 6:30. He looked down at the screen and saw the ICQ icon was blinking. Sure enough, it was her.
Need to Sub. Hello.
Edge. Hi. Sorry I had to leave earlier. I was at work.
Need to Sub. Yeah, me too. In fact, I'm still at work.
Edge. Working late?
Need to Sub. Not exactly. I don't have access to a computer at home that my roommate can't see, and she's home tonight. Plus, the equipment here is better. Grin.
Edge. I see. Brad waited. He wanted to see what she'd say next.
Need to Sub. Did you get my email?
Edge. Yes. More waiting. Brad didn't elaborate on purpose. If the woman wanted to play, he was willing. But she'd have to work for it.
Need to Sub. I'm sorry. Did it offend you?
Edge. Not in the least.
Need to Sub. Oh, sometimes people are put off. I mean, meeting people IRL that you hooked up with on the net can be dangerous.
Edge. True enough. I don't have any objection to cyber. It can be interesting. Do you have any specific interests? Something that you want to try? Cyber can be tricky, since much more is put onto the sub. You're the one who would have to do what you are told, and sometimes that can be rough.
Need to Sub. Yes, that's true. Naturally, it's limited. But it's better than nothing. It's a safe icebreaker as well. I would try my best to do as told. Need to Sub. I don't think that I have anything specific in mind. It all looks good to me. Blush.
Edge. So, you're the experimental type, eh?
Need to Sub. I would follow your directions as best I could.
Edge. Okay. I need some specifics about you. Nothing like your name or where you live. But I would like to know what you look like. It would be stupid of me to tell you to tightly bind your breasts into a ball if you were an A cup.
Need to Sub. Uh-oh. Do you like big breasts? Mine aren't that big.
Edge. No. Big breasts aren't a requirement. Smile. Describe yourself for me, please.
Need to Sub. Yes, sir. I'm about 5'7" and weigh around 125. I have 36 B-cup breasts with large, dark nipples. My waist is a 24. I have blue eyes and long, dark hair. It's very thick, and I love to have it played with. I also have dark pubic hair that is mostly trimmed.
Edge. Only mostly?
Need to Sub. Well, I don't like those little strips, so I have one that's wider. Blush. I don't shave my lips.
Edge. Oh, why not?
Need to sub. This is embarrassing.
Edge. Well, we've only just met, so I won't be upset if you don't tell me.
Need to sub. I want to, but...
Edge. Yes?
Need to sub. I should tell you, but...
Edge, there isn't really anything that you have to tell me. For now, whatever you want to tell me will be enough.
Need to sub. Yes, sir. If you don't mind, then I'll wait.
Edge, no problem. You said you had no RL, real life experience.
Need to sub. No, sir. Is that a problem?
Edge, no, but in order to play, I need to know things about you and your sexuality. Otherwise, I won't know what to do to turn you on, especially since I have no visual cues. Have you done any self-bondage?
Need to sub. Not really, aside from clothespins on my nipples and, lower lips. My nipples are very sensitive, and it hurt a lot. I liked how it felt, though. If I were tied, then I think I could stand stronger ones. It would turn me on to know that I couldn't remove them.
Edge, do you masturbate?
Need to sub. Yes.
Edge, a lot?
Need to sub. Yes, big blush.
Edge, do you like answering my questions?
Need to sub. Yes.
Edge, since you were at work, I guess there isn't much that I can have you do.
Need to sub. Well, there's no one here. It might not be a good idea for me to strip, but there are other things I could do.
Edge. Oh? Have you suggestions?
Need to sub. No, sir.
Edge. What are you wearing?
Need to sub. I have on a skirt that goes below my knee, heeled boots, thigh highs, panties, bra, and a blouse.
Edge. Are you wet?
Need to sub. Yes, sir.
Edge, can you hike up your skirt to get to your panties?
Need to sub. Just a sec. Need to sub. There. It's pulled up.
Edge, please remove your panties. It took a short time for her to respond.
Need to sub. They are off, sir.
Edge, run your hand over your sex and tell me how it feels.
Need to sub. Laughing out loud. I don't type too well with just one hand, but I'll try. It feels good. I'm very wet.
Edge, on a scale of 1 to 10, what is your arousal level?
Need to sub. 7.
Edge, are you still playing with yourself?
Need to sub. Yes.
Edge, do you think you could come?
Need to sub. Yes.
Edge, let me know when you are very close. The screen was silent for a time. Then she wrote back.
Need to sub. About there.
Edge, good. Stop masturbating now.
Need to sub. Oh, you are cruel.
Edge, did you stop?
Need to sub. Yes, sir.
Edge, how close were you?
Need to sub. Very.
Edge, good. Now would you like to come?
Need to sub. Yes, sir.
Edge, then you'll have to do something for me.
Need to sub. What?
Edge, remove your blouse and bra.
Need to sub. Hmm?
Edge, you heard me. You said no one was there.
Need to sub. Yes, sir.
Another pause.
Need to sub. Okay.
Edge, what number are you at?
Need to sub. An 8.
Edge, does being topless in your office make you hot?
Need to sub. Yes, sir.
Edge, good. You may now come. Let me know when you've finished.
need to sub. Thank you, sir.
Another pause, several minutes during which Brad contemplated relieving himself. This was pretty hot.
Need to sub. Thank you, Master. That was so good.
Edge. Oh, dear. I don't believe that I gave you permission to call me Master.
Need to sub. Gulp. Sorry.
Edge. No problem. We were finished for the evening anyway. But don't you think that you should be punished as a reminder? I'll let you know when, if, you can call me Master.
Need to sub. What is my punishment, sir?
Edge. Well, I assume that you have a coat there.
Need to sub. Yes, sir.
Edge. Good. Then you will put that on and leave your bra and blouse in your desk. The coat should hide you just fine until you get home.
Need to sub. Sir?
Edge. Too much for you?
Need to sub. No, sir.
Edge. Good. I'll send you an email tonight. You should read it before you go to bed tonight.
Need to sub. Thank you, sir.
Edge. Good night.
Need to sub. Good night, sir.
They signed off, and Brad composed an email for her. Need to sub. Except for your one slip tonight, you did very well. Here are some simple instructions for you to follow. Tonight, when you go to bed, you are to masturbate again. You may come, but the next time we message, I will want a good description of how your juices tasted. You will think about what you did at work while masturbating. Tomorrow, you will not wear a bra to work. You will find a way to flash a co-worker that you find attractive. You must show at least one breast, including a nipple, for it to count. It could be a man or a woman, but you can't do it in the ladies' room. We'll talk tomorrow night. Edge. Brad sent off the message and went to bed, where he found his own relief before sleeping. Chapter 2. When Brad arrived at work the next morning, he had no chance to check his laptop, because there was an early meeting that lasted until noon. He went to lunch with some of his friends, then he and Donna had to go over more designs for their project. He eyed her appreciatively. She looked very good today. Her skirt was somewhat shorter than usual, and she wore clogs instead of boots. It was a warm day for March, and it looked like she had no stockings on. And, he looked in surprise, no bra either. That was unusual. She didn't usually flaunt her body. It became hard for him to concentrate, especially since she didn't seem to realize that at one point he could easily see down her shirt, getting a good look at her breast and nipple. He excused himself shortly thereafter to piss, and found himself holding a semi-hard cock while urinating. He thought of his messaging with need to sub, and wondered how interested in water sports she'd be. She'd said that she liked his work, and that included things more extreme than water sports. He went back and spent another hour trying to concentrate on the specs with Donna. He did manage, but she was getting to him. She didn't seem to be flirting or anything, more that she was just aroused herself and letting him know it. In fact, he remembered quite clearly how her cube smelled the night he'd caught her masturbating, and there was more than a hint of that smell now, especially when she leaned near him as they pored over the paperwork. When they finished, he smiled and they went to their respective cubes. Of course, someone else was waiting for his help, so he had no time to do more than activate the cam in her cube and start recording. It ended up being time to go before he realized it. This time, he packed up the laptop when he left so he could run through the footage, if any, at home. He was thinking more about Donna than need to sub on his short ride home. Boy, would he love to get his hands on her. He also wondered what need to sub looked like. He hadn't even asked how old she was, even though she'd stated that she was over 18. He'd have to do that if she was online tonight. Brad got home and turned on his main computer, then hooked up the laptop. It had recorded a lot from last night, but not so much from today. There was a lot of vid to go over. Brad was very excited, the time spent with Donna having a latent effect on his arousal. He started up the viewer program and began looking through the recording. As it came on, Donna was at her computer, typing. He clicked on the panel to enlarge it, to see what was on her screen. Ooh, nice pick. She had a pic on the screen, probably from a news group, of a woman who was tied to a pole. Donna looked at the small window and typed something into it. Brad sat straight up. She was messaging someone. On his desktop, the ICQ message lit up, letting him know that someone online was looking for him. Need to sub, in fact. He ignored her for a minute and concentrated on the recording. Donna was playing with her breasts as she typed into the message. Damn that ICQ thing.
Need to sub. Hello?
Edge. Give me a sec, N2S. I'm doing something.
Need to sub. Sure. N2S?
Brad ignored the ICQ, eyes glued to the screen, as he watched Donna. She was pulling up her skirt. He focused on the vid panels that allowed him to see her lower body. She started to pull down her panties, then stopped and left them on. Hmm, he thought. What was going on? Brad realized that he was going to have to watch the entire thing. Edge, I need around 15 minutes. BRB. Be right back.
Need to sub. NP, no problem.
Brad watched as Donna rubbed her sex, then typed something into the computer. After a second, she started masturbating, and he had an excellent view. She was wearing a panty shield again, but her fingers were under that. She rubbed for several minutes, which made Brad quite excited, then stopped and typed something into the computer. The typing stopped, and Donna removed her blouse, then her bra, and then continued to masturbate. Her fingers were working under her panties, and her other hand was busy pulling on the hard nipples, and Brad had an excellent view of how hard she was pulling her thick, dark nipples. Finally, she arched into an orgasm. She rested for a second, then started typing again. Brad stopped the recording, astonished. Donna was need to sub. This could either be a lot of fun or a lot of trouble, and he needed time to think on what was going on. Edge. Look, something's come up. I need about an hour. Will you still be on?
Need to sub. Yes, sir. I'm home tonight because my roommate is out for the evening. Is everything okay?
Oh yeah, Donna, everything's just fine. Edge. Yes, be back in an hour.
Need to sub. I'll be here.
Brad sat back in his chair, hungry, aroused, and unsure about what he was going to do. He got up and went into the kitchen to make some food while he cooled down and tried to figure out what he should do. Donna didn't know it was him, so he had three choices. He could break it off. He could tell her who he was, or he could just let things go as they were. If he broke it off, no harm, no foul. But she was really beginning to intrigue him. Telling her who he was at this time was not an option. That could kill the whole thing. He continued to mull things over as he ate a sandwich, and finally decided to just keep things the way they were. He'd have to be careful, but at least he knew who she was. It would be kind of interesting. Brad sat down and looked at the rest of the vid. She'd masturbated once more before she left, once again licking her fingers clean. She had followed his instructions and left her top and blouse at work. He wondered if he could get her to admit that she hadn't removed her panties after she'd agreed to do it. The rest of the vid was darkness, since all the lights were out. Brad saved the interesting parts and burned them to CD. His hour was almost up. First, he opened his email. She had sent him one in response to his instructions. He opened it and started to read.
Sir, I did as you ordered. It was easy for me to come while thinking of what we did. I tasted myself, but I should tell you, sir, that it's not unusual for me. I like how I taste. Tonight I tasted salty and a little tangy. My juice was very thick, and I came while licking my fingers. I hope that's okay. I also hope that you understand that I have to support myself, so even though I will follow your directions as best I can, I won't do anything to screw up my job. I'm sorry, sir, if that disappoints you. But I have little choice. I did go to work without my bra. I was wet all day, and I know that some of the men were looking at me. It made me even more horny. I also flashed one man. He is a little older than me, very nice and quite attractive. I don't know if he was actually looking, because if he was, I never caught him. But there's no way that he could not have seen my breasts. I hope to talk with you tonight. Need to sub.
Brad sat and thought for a moment. How incredibly ironic. He had ordered her to flash someone, and she had chosen him. He was surprised that she thought he was attractive. Brad smiled. If she only knew how very much he had noticed her. Well, time to get back online. He opened ICQ and typed a message to her. Edge. Back. Sorry, there was some stuff I had to do. Plus, I was starved.
Need to sub. I understand. I ate too.
Edge, I got your email. I understand about the work thing and will depend on you to tell me if something I want you to do could cause problems. I certainly wouldn't want you to lose a job.
Need to sub. Thank you, sir. I'm glad that you understand reality. There are so many people who have no grasp of it.
Edge. So tell me about today. How did things go? I'd like more details.
Need to sub. Well, I did as you said. I wore a shirt that was easily seen down, and I wore no bra. It was scary, sort of, and exciting.
Edge, you'd never gone braless before?
need to sub. Only rarely. My, nipples are big, and when I get excited, they are easy to see.
Edge, did that happen today?
Need to sub. Well, I wore a shirt that kind of hid them. Before I went to see my target, grin, I unbuttoned it a bit. I don't see how he could have missed it, but I got no reaction.
Edge, unless he's dead or gay, it's unlikely he would have missed it. He sure as hell didn't miss it, Brad muttered to himself.
Need to sub. I don't think he's gay, but then I don't know him well.
He found it amusing that he was her target. Talk about irony. Wait a second. Edge, so you like this guy? Or was it just his lucky day?
Need to sub. He's cute, and seems to be very nice. As I said, I don't know him, and he doesn't talk much about himself.
Edge, did it turn you on to be exposing yourself at my orders?
Need to sub. Yes, sir.
Edge, are you still horny, or did you take care of yourself?
Need to sub. Blush. I'm very honry, sir. Need to sub. Sorry, I meant horny.
Edge, laughing out loud, I get the gist of what you meant. Are you up for a little play, or is your roommate due home soon?
Need to sub. I don't think she'll be home real soon. She said she wanted to get dinner, and then was seeing a movie. We have some time.
Edge, what would you do if she caught you?
Need to sub. I don't know. Smile. You might like her. She's very cute.
Edge. Oh, tell me about her.
Need to sub. Well, she's a blonde, and she's about 5 feet tall. She's not as thin as I am, but not fat at all. I'm actually pretty thin. She has larger breasts than I do. Maybe a bit over a C. And she has a bigger ass than I do. She does aerobics almost every day.
Edge. Ooh.
Need to sub. Laughing out loud. No, sir. I think she's very hot. I know that I have a small ass.
Edge. Do you find her attractive?
Need to sub. Yes, sir.
Edge. Would you sleep with her?
Need to sub. I don't know. Maybe. I think she's real hot. And it's hard to be around her sometimes when she's not wearing much. Especially when she comes home after a workout. She practically strips at the door, right down to panties and a t-shirt. God, she looks good. But I don't have any idea if she's bi. She dates men, so I don't think she's gay.
Edge, don't worry. I'm not about to do something stupid like order you to seduce her.
Need to sub. Good. Thank you. I like her a lot, and I think I'd have sex with her. But if things didn't go well, I might lose someone who's becoming a good friend.
Edge, no problem. So what are you wearing? And isn't that a tawdry line?
Need to sub. Laughing. Well, sir, I have on a big smile.
Edge, are you naked?
Need to sub. Well, there's no one home.
Edge, that makes things easier.
Need to sub. Thank you, sir. How may I serve you?
Edge. Yeah, don't I wish. I have a nice hard place for you to sit.
Need to sub. Speaking of which...
Edge. Yes?
Need to sub. Blush. Well, you know what I look like. Would you describe yourself for me?
Edge. I'd say that I'm pretty unremarkable. I guess I'm your average white guy. Smile. Nothing outstanding, around 6 foot tall, dark hair and eyes. I like to keep in shape, so I'm pretty trim, but not a big, well-muscled hunk.
Need to sub. You sound fine to me, sir. Any other, things you'd like to comment on?
Edge, did you have a specific interest?
Need to sub. Well, I am sort of curious about what you look like in other areas.
Brad smiled. She wanted to know how big his cock was. He thought about it. Donna was a small woman, and he was built pretty big. He wondered how much she could stretch. Of course, he wasn't huge, but there were petite women who would not be happy with a thick 9-inch cock plowing into them. Edge. I see. This is a bit cliché. I'm about 9 inches and a little thick.
Need to sub. Oh my, well, that sounds nice. I'd love to feel that pounding into me. Need to sub. Oh my god, I can't believe I wrote that.
Edge. That's okay. It's better than you writing something like, thank god we're only online, smile.
Need to sub. Big blush.
Edge. So, I need some more information from you.
Need to sub. Yes?
Edge. If I ask you to get some toys, will you be able to do that? It won't be anything real expensive. Of course, you might already have some of the stuff.
Need to sub. As long as we're not talking hundreds, I won't have a problem. I don't really have very many toys. Just a vibrator and the clothespins that I use. I think there's some rope in the apartment.
Edge. Nope. Nothing's very expensive. Now for a little scene negotiation.
Need to sub. Negotiation?
Edge. Sure, fantasy's great and all, especially online, but it'd be nice to know some of your likes and dislikes.
Need to sub. Yes, sir. I like and would consider doing almost everything in your stories. Not that you've written about any of this stuff, but I would call any kind of mutilation a hard limit. Animals are a hard limit, as is anything with an unwilling person.
Edge. Well, that's a pretty wide range. Of course, since we are only online, it's not hard to pretend. Do you have any special things that turn you on?
Need to sub. Sir, I must tell you. I know that this is only online, but I fully intend to do whatever you tell me to do, to the best of my ability. If all I wanted was pretend, I could go do a chat room. But I have no reason to lie or cheat on my assignments from you, as long as they don't cross the lines that we have discussed. Need to sub. As for special things? Oh boy, this is hard.
Edge. Well, I don't expect a comprehensive list, but a few pointers would be good. After all, I have no way of getting visual clues from you. Unless Brad thought you happened to be at the office.
Need to sub. I like some pain. Probably I could take more if someone were forcing it on me. I love clamps and tight ropes. In college, I had one boyfriend that liked to use me from behind. He would grab my hair and pull while fucking me really hard. That really got me off.
Edge, because of his control of you?
Need to sub. Yes, but also, blushing, because I really liked him slamming into me. It actually kinda hurt, but shot me into orbit. Also, as I said, I like having my hair pulled and played with.
Edge. I don't think I'll be able to do that from here.
Need to sub. Wide-eyed grin. No, sir. And I'm sorry about that, sir. Blink, blink. Need to sub is looking innocent.
Edge. Smile. Yeah, innocent, I bet. Continue.
Need to sub. Yes, sir. I don't consider myself a slut, but I like being called one. I think because it's embarrassing. Being used for another's pleasure really gets me off. It's funny, because outside of sex play, if someone treated me that way, I'd kill them.
Edge. I understand. So, how has making these revelations made you feel?
Need to sub. Squirming. Pretty wet, sir.
Edge. Why don't you use one of your hands on yourself while we talk? Just don't come.
Need to sub. Yes, sir. I actually have a small confession to make.
Edge. Yes?
Need to sub. When we talked last night and you told me to remove my panties, I didn't.
Brad sat back for a second. Huh. She actually admitted to disobeying him. Was she giving him an excuse to start off the scene by punishing her? Edge. Why not?
Need to sub. Turning very, very red. Well, sir, I wasn't really prepared for playing online. Do you remember that I said there was something very embarrassing that I thought I should tell you?
Edge. Yes?
Need to sub. Well, I should tell you now.
Edge. Go ahead.
Need to sub. Taking a deep breath. When I get aroused, two things happen. I get very, very wet, and I have a very strong smell. Thank God I don't get yeast infections. Anyway, I've never had a guy complain about how I smell. They've always told me that they love it, and how much they love to go down on me. And they've always been eager to eat me, even after the first time. But I usually have a thick towel down under me when I have sex. Otherwise, the sheets would be literally soaked. If I think that it's going to be a day at work when I'll get really aroused, I wear panty liners to soak up the cum.
Edge. I don't have a problem with that, and I understand about the panty thing.
Need to sub. Thank you, sir.
Edge. Of course. You still need to be punished for disobeying me.
Need to sub. Gulp. Yes, sir. Please tell me what I should do.
Edge. I assume that even though you are naked at the moment, you are sitting on a cushioned chair with a towel under you. Do you have a hard wooden chair there?
Need to sub. Yes, sir. I am sitting on a towel. We have a chair with a wooden seat in the kitchen.
Edge. Please go get it and sit in that while we type.
Need to sub. BRB. Be right back.
Brad waited for a short while, contemplating what he should have her do.
Need to sub. Back.
Edge. Good. Are you still sitting on the towel?
Need to sub. Yes, sir.
Edge. Remove it. You won't be needing it. And don't stop playing with your pussy.
Need to sub. Sir, that means that the chair is going to be all sticky in a short while.
Edge, will it damage the chair?
Need to sub. No, sir.
Edge, then I don't see the problem. You'll clean it when you're finished.
Need to sub. Yes, sir.
Edge, wide-eyed grin, with your tongue.
Need to sub. Gulp. Yes, sir.
Edge, I want you to find a belt and get your clothespins and rope. You have exactly 2 minutes.
Need to sub. BRB. Be right back.
Brad waited, and Donna was back before the time limit.
Need to sub. Back, sir.
Edge. How thick is the rope?
Need to sub. It's just twine, sir. Not very thick at all, but pretty rough.
Edge. Tease your nipples, then loop the twine around each one. Make sure it's tight, but doesn't cut off your circulation.
Need to sub. Yes, sir. Need to sub. Done. That feels weird.
Edge. In a little while, it'll feel more than weird. So, tell me, how many whacks in your ass with that belt do you think you should have to start your punishment?
Need to sub. 10, sir?
Edge. 10? Okay, but they have to be hard.
Need to sub. I think I can do that. Shall I start now?
Edge. No. I think a little more preparation is needed. Are you still playing with your pussy?
Need to sub. Yes, sir.
Edge. How wet is the seat?
Need to sub. Blushing. Very wet, sir. Almost like I peed in it.
Edge. Do you have any objection to water sports?
Need to sub. No, sir.
Edge, put those clothespins on your outer labia.
Need to sub. All of them, sir?
Edge, how many do you have?
Need to sub. 8.
Edge, just one on each side, then.
Need to sub. Ouch!
Edge, does that hurt?
Need to sub. Yes, sir. But it's making me more horny.
Edge, what number are you at?
Need to sub. 7.
Edge, good. Now for the next minute, I want you to play only with your clit, and pull hard on the twine in your nipples.
Need to sub. Yes, sir. The twine is pretty rough. I'll start now.
Edge, okay, stop now. Where is your arousal?
Need to sub. 9, sir. Will I be allowed to come?
Edge. Not yet.
Need to sub. Oh.
Edge. I think that it's almost time for the belt. Edge. But first, we can't have you making all kinds of noises for the neighbors to hear, so we should gag you.
Need to sub. I don't have a gag, sir.
Edge. No problem. Go into your roommate's room, or wherever she keeps her laundry, and find the dirtiest pair of panties you can. Put them in your mouth with a pat on your tongue, then return.
Need to sub. Sir?
Edge, is there a problem?
Need to sub. No, sir.
Edge, good. Let me know when you get back.
Donna was back in a short time.
Need to sub. Back.
Edge, good. How do you feel about my command to gag yourself with your roommate's panties? I mean, compared to some of the stuff you might eventually do, that's pretty mild.
Need to sub. It makes me very horny, sir. I went into her room and looked around. In her laundry basket, there was the pair that she wore today. They were pretty dirty because I saw her in them this morning, and I know she showered last night. Plus, she wore them to her workout, then home from the gym. She took a shower after her workout, just before she went out tonight. Blushing, they were still damp and taste salty. I think that she must have been aroused at some point, because there was a little stain on them, and they smelled very good. Need to sub. I'm at a 9, sir.
Brad thought about what Donna had just written and realized that she'd given him a complete description so that she could arouse him. Very considerate, and a lot more fun than just, "Yes, sir, and can I come now?" She was getting into this. Good. Edge. Good. Now, stop playing with yourself and use that belt on your ass. It should be red when you're finished.
Need to sub. Yes, sir.
Brad waited for a time, then Donna came back online.
Need to sub. Your slave is quite red now, sir. 10 on each side, as you ordered.
Brad knew that he had not ordered her to do 20, only 10. She decided to interpret it as 10 to a cheek. That was worth remembering. Edge. Good girl. Where's your arousal?
Need to sub. Still a 9.
Edge. Perhaps you would like to come then. Have you ever whipped your pussy?
Need to sub. No, sir. I have slapped it while masturbating.
Edge. Okay, here's what I want you to do. Take more twine and attach it to those clips in your pussy. Then tie it to your legs so that when you spread your legs, your cunt gets pulled open. Let me know when you're finished.
Need to sub. Finished, sir.
Edge. Now open your legs as wide as you can.
Need to sub. Oh, that hurts, sir. This really pulls me open. I'm still at a 9.
Edge. Good. Take 2 clothespins and put one on each nipple.
This took longer than he expected.
Need to sub. Oh, sir, this hurts a lot.
Edge. Where is your arousal?
Need to sub. 7.
Edge. Would you like to remove the clips?
Need to sub. Only if you would if you were here.
Edge. Good. They stay on. Now get your arousal back up and let me know when you are near to coming.
Need to sub. Oh, sir, they really hurt. Thank you.
Either she was pretending really well, or Donna was really into pain.
Brad knew that her nipples had to be very swollen and sensitive from the twine, and that those clothespins were really hurting.
Need to sub. Almost there.
Edge, use the belt on your cunt. Since you're being held open nice and wide, you should have easy access to it with the belt. If you can come that way, you may have an orgasm. If not, you don't get an orgasm tonight.
Need to sub. Yes, sir.
Brad's cock was very hard now, and he was stroking it, imagining Donna as she was at this moment, clamped, spread, and whipping her sex with a belt. It wouldn't take much for him to come either, but he wanted to wait until he was offline so he could watch the vid that he had of her.
Need to sub. Only 1, sir?
Edge. Huh?
Need to sub. Orgasm. Am I allowed more than 1?
Edge. No, not tonight. There is supposed to be some punishment to this, after all.
Need to sub. Yes, sir. Thank you for the 1 orgasm. It was very good, sir. I'm still very horny.
Edge. Good. A little frustration might be good for you.
Need to sub. Grrr. Big smile. Are you frustrated, sir?
Edge. A bit, but I'll survive.
Need to sub. If there's anything I can do...
Edge, not to worry, I'll be fine. You can, by the way, remove the clamps on the twine.
Need to sub. Yes, sir. Need to sub. Youch! Those things hurt like hell coming off!
Edge. Yep. Glad you're still horny?
Need to sub. Yes, sir. I like how it feels when they come off.
Edge. You are a bit of a pain slut, aren't you?
Need to sub. Blushing. Yes, sir.
Edge. I like that in a woman.
Need to sub. I'm glad to be able to serve you, sir.
Edge. Do you get off serving someone?
Need to sub. Yes, sir. I like to be used for sex, and often orgasm just by someone using me with no regard for how I feel. It's complicated, because I don't like to feel like an object, just like a sexy toy that has no say in how she's fucked. It's hard to explain. For instance, the same guy that I was talking about earlier also taught me to deep throat. He really liked fucking my throat. He liked blowjobs too, but fucking my throat really got him off. Me too.
Edge, sounds like you liked this guy. Should I ask what happened?
Need to sub. We moved to different parts of the country. Also, as much as he turned me on, he wasn't a master. That's what I really wanted.
Edge, well, I think that I'll call it quits for tonight.
Need to sub. Pouting. Is Sir tired of his toy?
Edge, laughing out loud. Hardly. Remember that you are supposed to clean that chair. Of course, you may remove the panties to do that. You are to remain nude until you shower for work tomorrow. Don't forget to put the panties back where they belong.
Need to sub. Yes, sir. But what if she comes home? Plus, I usually eat breakfast before I shower in the morning.
Edge. Then I guess you'll have to let her see you nude or change how you do things in the morning. I won't make you do it every morning, and I'll be making up an email to send you with what I want you to buy for our sessions, providing you still have interest in continuing them.
Need to sub. Oh, yes, sir, I do. I look forward to the things that you will do to me.
Edge. Good night, then.
Need to sub. Good night, and thank you, sir. Evil grin. Sleep well.
Edge. You'll pay for that. Brad signed off. He was absolutely delighted. Donna showed him the same quick, light sense of humor online that she did at work. If she really was following his directions, then she was obviously getting into this big time. He wished there was some way to tell when she wasn't at the office. Oh well, he'd work on it, and in the meantime, he had some instructions to write out and a throbbing cock to take care of.